Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 8:04 and it is time for us to get someone qualified for this gigantic Warriors prize package that we have going on. Scott Capurro is joining us in just a moment. He's going to be very quiet for the next minute or so.
Shut up.
All this week, we are throwing down Warriors trivia for your chance to win this giant Warriors party playoff party package. So you're not going to win a prize today. You get in the running.
Right.
So we're going to only ask this trivia question two times. So listen very carefully. You'll hear it once right now and once when you get on the air with us. The question is,
the Warriors own the record for the most wins in a single season, which was accomplished in the 2015-16 season. How many wins did they earn? Is it 65, 70, 73, or 81?
We'll take caller number 9 right now, 800-400-3697. Starting with caller 9, the first person to correctly answer the trivia question is going to be qualified to win a pair of first-round home game tickets, an autographed Klay Thompson jersey, an autographed Draymond Green basketball, a 55-inch Samsung TV, and $500 so you can throw a hell of a playoff party.
That is a sweet package.
Yeah. It is unreal. Golden State Warriors NBA playoff tickets go on sale on April 4th. Get pre-sale access to playoff tickets by signing up for the Warriors Insider email. Become a Warriors Insider at warriors.com. So Hooman is going through the calls right now.
Speaking of sweet packages.
Oh.
Thank you.
Scott Capurro.
See
joining
you
us. All right, yeah. Hooman, you got somebody?
Yeah, take line 5.
All right. Here we go, guys. Line 5. Hi, what's your name?
My name's John. Good morning.
Good morning, John. We like Johns on this show. Solid men.
It doesn't sound like you're calling from Earth, but we're going to go ahead and move forward.
How
here
is life
with the
on
question.
The ISS? Right. Go ahead. Here we go.
The Warriors own the record for the most wins in a single season, which was accomplished in the 2015-16 season. How many wins did they get? Is it 65, 70, 73, or 81?
73.
73 is the correct answer, and John is qualified for the giant playoff party package. Congratulations, John.
Thank you so much.
Where right. are you, John?
At home right now.
Are you on a landline?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Oh, God. That's,
worst
that's
phone
terrible.
Ever.
Nobody's
I was going to suggest T-Mobile.
T-Mobile might be the answer for you. All right, I'm going to put you on hold, and we're going to get all your info, okay, John?
Yeah.
All right, hold the line. There
Maybe
we go.
He's in the basement or something.
Something. I don't know. It sounds like a Geiger counter going off. Are you at a nuclear facility? Oh, my God.
I just got radiation through the phone.
Coming up at 10 o'clock, the Outside Lands announcement is happening. So if you're dying to know who is playing at this year's Outside Lands, we will have the complete lineup for you, or a lot of it anyway.
What's the Outside Lands?
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't
it's
know.
It's a three-day festival in Golden Gate Park. It happens every August.
Oh, fantastic.
It's just a...
So fun.
It's crazy.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
It and you guys, you attend?
I've actually never gone to it. You've been, I think,
almost every time. Yeah,
right.
I love it.
All right.
They just open the park and there's
tons of stages.
Different stages all over the place. Mm-hmm. So you can just walk around and try new music. It's really great.
Right.
Different types of food, too.
Right. And two huge stages, which they've got pretty big acts. Yeah. So it's,
any
it's
air
nice.
Guitar going on? Because I need to practice my air guitar.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
You can do that.
Okay.
I like that. That's
Why
not,
in the
you
hell
don't have to be at the
you?
Outside.
I'm adding that
to
my Edinburgh show this year. A bit of air
guitar.
See, people seem to like it. I don't know. I see people do it all
can
the time.
Can I see it? Can you play me some kind of ripping guitar riff?
Really?
What are you looking for? Sorry, I'm listening to something else.
Some kind of like just kick-ass metal sound and music so that we can get some air guitar from Scott.
Thanks for staying with the show, Brent. Thanks for that.
No,
I
appreciate something very important,
thing
Scott.
Right now. I'm doing my own thing. Yeah, yeah.
Anything. Rat. Van Halen.
AC/DC.
Bar
Barbara doing playing guitar.
Barbara.
Well, she plays guitar. She
Barbara
plays
does not play guitar.
Well, in A Star Is Born, when she's singing Evergreen, she plays guitar. Anyway,
that's the kind of air guitar.
That's the air
like
guitar
this.
I'm doing.
This is air
with,
guitar.
Yeah, with nice nails. It's a nice.
Oh, here we go. All right, here we go.
You're awful.
Yeah, you do need some real work on that. That is terrible.
Yeah, but this.
No.
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 They're not looking at this. They're looking at that.
No.
Weak.
Oh, that's slightly better.
No bueno.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do that. Oh, my God. You look so gay right now.
Yeah. It's good, isn't it? Yeah. Oh. Woo! Yeah, like all that. Right. I do a lot of the woo.
That's enough of that.
I do a lot of the woo.
Before you get started with one of your comedy bits.
One of your stories and sketches.
Of your sketches. Yeah. If I could just ask you, I think I found out or heard about Grindr for the first time from you.
Yeah.
Okay.
I believe you've been on there.
I mean, I know about it anyway. I wouldn't go on.
You've been married for too long, too.
Yeah.
It's,
yeah.
You know. Oh. Well, anyway, so you've never, you're not a grinder?
No.
Edson, are you a grinder?
No.
You don't grind?
You guys aren't grinders?
No, I mean, I know that people do, and I know everyone lies about their age on it. It's just too depressing. Anyway.
Oh.
Why? Are you thinking about it for yourself?
Well, no, they made the news today because they apparently are selling people's data and
their
it's
HIV
out there.
Statuses.
On Grindr?
Yeah.
They're taking this information and selling it to other parties.
Who owns it?
Grindr?
I mean, does a larger corporation own it that's like Facebook owns Grindr?
Oh,
like
I don't know that that's happened for them yet.
All right.
They do have 1 million-plus users, right?
Yeah. I think we heard something. Didn't Scott say 3 million people a day are using it?
3 million a day. Well, be careful on it. I'm just telling you, just because they'll sell your identity.
Bring it up in case.
Maybe that's why people lie in it, because they're afraid of having their identity sold. I don't know.
They're saying that the company said it sold a majority stake to a Beijing tech company.
Oh.
It's a Chinese gaming company.
Oh.
Well, that's what you do, right? You build something up, take the cash, and hit the beach.
Bren, what's your Grindr experience?
Are you still looking at... What are you looking up over there? What is happening over there?
What do you think I'm looking up? I told you I was going to be looking stuff up earlier before that we took the commercial break. I'm looking up Tony Salazar.
Oh,
I'm
listening
to 2 hours worth of 1980s radio right now.
I thought he was on Grindr right then. I wasn't seeing a big smile on his face.
Oh, no. I mean, if you want to hear some of it, I think I have
this,
a bit
of it. You want
to
hear Yuzette's dad? On the
Of course.
So we, John, is it named John
John
Mac?
John McFlanagan.
John McFlanagan. He was a, you don't recognize the
Nothing.
Name? He was a KFRC. He was a staple here.
All right.
Bay Area
so
Radio.
He passed away. So we sort of got on this, talking about this. And here it is.
Someone
right
wrote in and said they saw Yuzette's dad, Tony Salazar, on the Radio Hall of Fame or something.
BayAreaRadio.org, where you can vote on the best morning show.
Please vote for us for that, please. Thank you.
All right. This is adorable.
Well,
so what I'm listening for is I've been trying to find him introducing himself, saying,
yes,
hey, this is Tony. Because Yuzette heard the voice and said, yeah, I'm pretty sure that's my dad.
Oh, did you love it?
Yeah. Because we listened to a bunch of voices. I go, no. And then I go,
nope.
That, I'm pretty sure that's it. His inflections and everything sound.
That's how Yuzi got into radio. Her dad was a broadcaster her whole life. I know.
So here's a little bit of it.
Turn to
that's
the Lord.
Him.
That's your
that's
dad.
That's your dad.
Tony Salazar.
Tony Salazar. Wow. I San Jose.
We've been pronouncing San Jose wrong.
Obviously so. It sounds so much nicer when he says it.
San Jose.
He's East Los.
Yeah.
Hey, send that to me, Brent, so I can send it to my my brother.
And you've been pronouncing Los Angeles wrong too.
Los Angeles.
How do you say it? How do you say it?
Los Angeles.
Sounds like my daughter when she says guacamole.
Guacamole.
I'll send you that clip, Yus.
Okay, thank you.
How did you get involved in radio?
How did I?
Yeah.
I was an intern.
All right.
Yeah.
Didn't you go to the Connecticut School of Broadcasting?
I did.
You did?
Yeah. It was one of those little shorty, what are those, trade schools?
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know.
And that's when you had
months.
Like feathered hair and a tube top. You're really excited about it. You show up. Hey, guys, let's record something like that.
Yeah, like that. That's exactly right. Boy, you nailed it.
LOL. Yeah. That's great.
I just needed to get out of my dad's factory.
Yeah.
It wasn't fun.
Yeah. What did he make?
He did spray painting, silk screening for the front. Like, he would take this, the front face of this, and, uh-huh. and paint on all the...
The stuff.
All, oh, the,
little
all
bits.
The knob things.
Oh, right.
And, yeah. Oh, neat.
Yeah. Like, he would
somebody does that.
This. I know. It's a whole thing. Yeah. And, but it's toxic. It's horrible there. It was just like, you know, just spray paint,
oh,
dust everywhere.
Oh, that was
everywhere.
Like the 70s, so
it
man, no one even probably wore masks.
No. My dad has asthma now because of it.
Oh,
oh.
Poor old guy. Poor old dad.
I bet your mom misses those days.
Yeah, when he was gone all day?
Yeah exactly. Yeah.
Times.
Away from the house all day long.
Well, now he just takes a 12-pack out of the fridge and jumps in the boat and leaves all day.
Sure,
so
12-pack, throws it in the boat.
And your mom stays at home and screams at the TV all day
all
long.
All I remember is because my mom is like really good at giving orders, so she used to have to call him at work before he would leave mm-hmm. for home and give him the list of things that she needed him to pick up, like at the store. And then he got a mobile phone.
All right.
And, you know, it was one of the very first ones. He got it in his car, and it was, you know...
The size of a sofa.
Right. It was this huge thing that had to be installed in your car. And then my mom could call him on the way home. He was like, this is the worst thing I've ever done. She calls him. Oh, and one more thing.
Oh, God.
Now she just listens for a boat to crash into the pier out back.
He's home.
Really? Mobile the pier.
So last time you were on was it Friday?
Yeah, sure.
So, and you brought Edson in with you.
Yo, yes, it was, yes.
And
sorry, I was just listening to something else. Like,
he gave us all kinds of dirt on you beforehand, but this time he came in and I was like, oh, give us the dirt. And there was some kind of sunglass cleaning incident that,
oh, God.
That you...
Why is it always something with him?
It was sounded so boring.
No,
it
is boring.
It wasn't anything like last week.
He had his sunglasses out, I guess because he told you family dirt that you wanted to know and then you exposed on the air. And then
so I was hoping for more of that.
No, thanks. Right. I appreciate that. No, this time it was just... he was washing his glasses. He has his mom bought him glasses that cost like $400 in his Brazil.
Oh,
I know.
Whoa.
Ridiculous. It's,
sunglasses that are $400?
Yes.
Are they prescription?
No, they're not. Oh. They're just expensive, ridiculously priced glasses that he had to have. Anyway, she bought them for him.
Are they Prada glasses?
They are Prada. Thank you for asking.
Prada.
Yes, they're Prada.
Who
yes.
made Prada glasses?
All right. So, quality.
Quality.
Yesterday, he got his little kit out to wash them and to fix them and stuff.
So an elaborate kit.
A very elaborate. It's got a little tube with a screwdriver in it to tighten little screws on the side.
I see.
And some spray stuff to spray on the thing.
Oh, so it's like a whole shop
oh, yeah.
for his
he
glasses.
He lays it on the kitchen counter. Mm. And a little cloth, a special cloth. I point that out because I'll be referring to that later. A special cloth that he wipes them with. I'm like, oh, honey, I'm doing 1,000 things at once because I do everything else. He does the glasses. Then I do... everything else. Anyway, I hand him my glasses. Honey, can you wash? Can you do these really quick? He takes them. He has them for like 5 seconds. My Ray-Bans, my beautiful Ray-Bans. And he hands them back to me with goop all over. Cooper, I don't know what happened, but something happened. Goop all over the... What did you do to them? I don't know. What's wrong with your glasses? What's wrong? They've got like... I don't know what... Anyway, I have to get... out the what did I get out, honey? The alcohol, the rubbing alcohol, mix it with water, get a cloth about it, and scrub it all off. It took about a half hour. I don't know what it was. So it was on the cloth. I took the cloth that he was using. I hand washed it. For some reason, his glasses were fine. Mine were covered in muck for half the day. I was really worried about them. That
sounds like something he did on purpose.
Well, I know exactly. Yeah. Why my glasses? Why not his? Why mine? You know, I send him him lists of things to do. I leave him lists like on post-its on the kitchen. Fridge.
And does he get them all?
No, he does nothing. He ignores all of it. Yeah.
Well, then why do you bother?
It's for me. I realize it's for me. And with your mom, the same, maybe. Mm-hmm. Did he do everything? Your dad did everything she tells him?
Mm-hmm.
Everything?
Oh, yeah. There's no questioning my mother's order.
Well, that's why he leaves every day in the boat.
All right.
He doesn't want to have to do stuff.
Right? Like, if he didn't do something, what would happen to
him? Oh, God. I don't know, because it never happened.
Right.
No one was... Everyone was too afraid to not do what she said.
All right.
Did mom say to do it? Okay. It's getting done.
So she gave you a list. You did all of it.
Oh, yeah. You know, the kids had chores. We had, like, a chart, so you knew what chores you had to do on
any
given day.
Did she do anything?
Yeah. You know, she was the mother.
Yeah.
I assume she did stuff.
Right.
She napped, you know.
Yeah.
Watched her soap operas,
mm-hmm.
you know.
You sound distant when you talk about her.
My mom?
Yeah,
I love my mom.
Really?
Hey, on Saturday night, you were great.
Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you.
And you were... He went... 53 minutes.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank
Dude, it was perfect. You left us wanting more. It felt great. It felt like the right amount of time. You were hilarious.
I had two more jokes I wanted to tell. I didn't tell them.
You didn't tell them. Same for next time.
Oh, really?
All new material.
Thank you.
Oh, he was just great. Where are you playing this week?
Yeah, I was just looking for that.
Is it
Hot
Monk?
Hot Monk
in Novato. And then in the following weekend, I'm playing San Carlos again at the...
Ooh.
Oh, you've got a Fairfax show coming up, too.
Yes, at the 19 Broadway.
Look at you. Busy, busy.
Busy.
I think all these dates are at RadioAlice.com, but also ScottCaparo.com.
Do you still love it?
What?
Stand-up.
Oh, I do.
He obviously hates it.
I do. No, you know, the part that's hard, I was very nervous when you were there on Saturday.
Why?
Because I haven't played that venue before, really, and I wanted it to go well for them, and they're not used to hosting stand-up. And then also, I just wanted it to go well with friends. I don't usually have friends in the audience. Why are you looking at me like that? I usually have friends in the audience, and I was anxious. I wanted to get it all. Did you notice how fast I started? I wanted to get it all in a certain amount of time and stuff.
You were going a mile a minute. You know what was funny? On the way home, my younger son said, I'm a little disappointed that no one walked out.
Yeah. Oh.
They were, because I had prepped them. I said, look, he can be very offensive, and sometimes he'll go, he just takes things way too far.
What?
Really?
I don't.
And so he was fully expecting you to piss someone off and walk some
Shawnee
people,
was?
And he was like, well, and I said, well, what did you think? It was his first ever comedy
He's
show.
Like, it's okay.
He goes, it was really funny, but I was just expecting to, you know, more people to be offended.
Full some of the Kapoor
storm
out.
Experience. He didn't, apparently not.
Yeah, yeah.
He's, you know, Scott, one of his fortes is that he will pick a couple people in the audience and the show, because he really plays off of them and makes them part of the show.
I build it around
you
them.
Did a very, very good job.
That guy
that.
Was a great foil, Jeff, in the front row in the shorts on the not real date.
Yeah.
Yeah. He
was
great.
Fantastic.
He came to pick her up, the woman he was with. She had a brace on her leg. She'd popped her knee. So he had to go get the truck to pick her up and came around the corner to pick up this big, beautiful truck. He's a total trust fund baby. Doesn't work. And I'm like, oh. I said, honey, you're not going to date him because he's kind of hot and drives a nice car and has much money. She's like, yeah, I'm not really. No. And I just don't get it with women sometimes. I don't get it. I don't.
Is it
get
because
it.
Guys will do anyone? And you're, so you're
There's
always amazed
that.
When
yeah.
a girl
well,
won't.
Well, Grindr. And then also, yeah, I mean, he was hot. I thought he was hot. Did you think he was hot?
No.
The mustache, you didn't
it's
like
okay.
it?
Okay.
Really?
Fine. Yeah. It was fine. They were both very nice people.
She like, wrote in. Nice. Here's her text.
Oh, really?
Speaking of awesome DJs, Sarah was so nice after Scott's show in Mill Valley on Saturday night. John was nice, too.
Oh, jeez. I jetted out of there.
Yeah, I was the
I
girl.
I didn't feel like I was nice at all.
I was the girl with the full leg brace
right.
with the guy friend Jeff that Scott ripped half the show.
Right, oh. right, right. Yeah, yeah.
Such a great night.
All right.
Well, good. I'm glad they
when
had
people
fun.
Sit in the front row, I assume they want it a little bit.
They
maybe
want
not in a theater.
It?
Well, they want to be played with, toyed
right.
with, you know.
Sure.
Yeah. They want to be.
It's
yeah.
a cute little room, too,
it is
the
cute.
Way it's
yeah,
set up.
Yeah.
Yeah. He really worked it just right.
Thanks for that, Sarah. I really appreciate your coming along. It could have been, I think, more sold out if it was an Easter the next day. But anyway, we did it.
Yeah,
best.
I mean, there were maybe five empty seats.
Did you hear him? He just talked English to you.
What did he say?
Coming along.
For coming along?
Yeah.
Oh, is that English?
Oh. Yeah, he just.
I don't know.
Not just coming along.
Right, oh, right. Coming along.
Yes, yeah. I went along to the
oh.
show.
Yeah, it was fun. But
London
we had so,
just fell out of your mouth.
We said,
so impressive.
We just had so much fun. Your house was so fun with the kids and the cooking and everything.
I
so
know.
Sweet.
I was so glad. We got to hang out. We hung out and had dinner. Because it was just really a short walk from the house. To,
before the show.
Yeah, so we came over early and we had John-made shish kebabs.
It was so good. It was so good.
It was good. It was
yeah.
Yummy.
Mill Valley's nice.
It's pretty.
Full
there.
Moon on the way home
I know,
and stuff.
Just lovely.
Really nice.
Oh, wonderful.
It was a great evening.
I never noticed you had an overbite. That's so weird.
I do have a little overbite.
You do?
You're just noticing that
well,
now?
Well, I just, now, maybe, is this how you stay skinny?
You, don't,
you,
you
can't
don't,
really.
You don't really see me, do you? You don't really see me.
Out.
You don't see me. I've always
Every
had
now
an overbite.
It looks right at you.
Actually,
it's
funny
so...
you should ask.
I didn't ask. I'm
you
looking
observed.
At you.
Well, actually, God, I'm so uncomfortable right now. You've been staring at me the whole time like I'm the only person in the room. It really makes me uncomfortable. Have you been staring at my overbite the whole
yes.
time that you've been looking at? Because I've had it the whole time. I've known you for like 25 years. I've had an overbite. You just noticed it? Some people think... Well, is it protruding extra?
I'm
you just rub
I'm
your mouth, Sarah.
Like, because
are you
I'm
checking your overbite?
Mind, like, do I have an overbite? That means he's going to notice.
I've always had it.
Like my inner dialogue is like, is that how he stays so skinny?
Did he fall on his
chew food without it falling out of his mouth?
Did he fall on a curb and someone kicked him in the back of the head? Because his overbite's sticking out really far.
Unbelievable!
No, look, it's a yes, and some
and
people
your bottom teeth even turn in a little.
They
like
don't
this.
Turn
oh
in.
God,
they don't. Now you're making stuff up. God, you sound, maybe you sound like an ex-con.
Oh, it's too bad the cameras aren't on today. We could zoom right in.
No, they're perfectly fine. Expensive teeth. Right, honey? I spent a lot of money on my teeth, didn't I? Why isn't my husband talking right now? Honey, my overbite's sexy, right? You like
are
it.
Are the cameras on? I think the cameras like are it? On for no. Facebook
oh,
Live.
Oh, good. Oh, we have a Facebook Live.
Yeah, they're for
going?
Facebook Live.
Oh, great.
They're on.
Oh,
yeah.
You don't like
the
my
people saw that.
What do you think of his overbite, Edson?
Yeah, what do you think, honey? It's a bit too much.
Oh, so he needs some more work done on his mouth?
Come here.
Should I wear braces or something longer? Or should I have it pulled in? Because my sister has, we all have one. My sister's overbite too.
Oh.
I've been told it's very sexy. I've been told people.
I'm not saying it's bad. I just had never noticed it.
But you keep laughing at it like it's a funny thing.
I'm
like it's part of my comedy sketch.
I'm laughing at you because you're a funny boy.
All right. Well, thank you. But also, some people, I really like it. No, it looks bad. Looks awful.
You're very attractive.
That's very sweet. Thank you. That would have been a nice way of prefacing it by saying, you know, I think you're very attractive. But
you know how handsome you are all the time, right?
I'm a little sweating. And I'm sweaty and I have an overbite now. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus.
Well, that's going to do it for Scott's appearance on the show.
I forgot about the overbite until you mentioned it.
You did a great job today. Edson, you were very quiet today.
He was quiet.
He's still sleeping.
He's a bit sleepy.
Poor thing.
He was doing his makeup in the car on the way here. He had his creams and jams and jellies and stuff.
I haven't laughed that hard all day.
Thank you very much. You're welcome.
He's insisting just sunblock.
I had really, my teeth did this when I was a kid, seriously, like stuck out that way, like, ah! And people used to make fun of my teeth. And
did they make fun of the halo you were wearing?
And then that's what I got. I'd get the halo.
You did not.
I wore night gear for years.
What happened?
This is better. This is an improvement. That's what I'm saying. I used to wake up and yank the night gear off and throw it across the room. Mom, my night gear hurts. My night gear really hurts. He's like, put it back on from the other room. So I'm going, I'm never going to be normal.
Scott never going to be normal. He's in at the Hot Monk on Saturday night.
You bring that up again.
In Nevada.
Oh, I'd forgotten all about it. Oh.
We're going to take a quick break. You are sticking around to join us for the Secret Show, correct?
I'm going to go home and get my night gear first and put it on.
All right. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Get Her Done Tuesday. It's kind of the Scott show, too. Scott Capurro was just on. Scott Budman was on.
Oh, people were laughing so hard about the overbite bit.
Oh, my God. Vinny was just like, I think he was cooking that up the whole time.
I saw him staring at Scott an awful lot today. I
mean, and Scott kept looking over kind of uncomfortably.
Right.
So Scott will be back. He's going to join us for the Secret Show. Which we'll post a little later today. That's a
podcast.
Who are
you talking about, Scott?
Yeah.
We're talking about your
great appearance.
Yeah, oh, just fantastic.
Man, did he crush this time.
Yeah. Or was crushed. I'm not sure which one of those happened.
Stop it.
Yeah. So he'll be on The Secret Show a little later. This part of the show is brought to you by Lucky. Coming up at 10 o'clock this morning, we're making the Outside Lands lineup announcement. So if you've been dying to know who's going to be playing at your favorite festival, 10 o'clock is when you'll find out. We'll run down the whole thing. Your local Lucky stores have bone-in Angus beef rib roast for $5.77 a pound and Cook's spiral sliced honey or brown sugar glazed ham for $1.48 a pound only at your local Lucky stores.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the new Krispy Kreme location at Fisherman's Wharf, next to In-N-Out. OMG, YUMMM.
Yum.
Yum.
Oh, I don't say the, so okay.
Yeah.
Yum. Go to Krispy Kreme right now for some glazed donut-y goodness.
Mm. Oh, Krispy Kreme. Why are you so good?
I thought they were coming in.
Yeah. I think they'll be in Friday.
That was like a tease. Yeah, you said you thought they were going to be in last Friday, too. You just try to keep us coming into work all week?
I'm just going to keep saying it from here on end the rest of the year. I think it's this Friday.
Oh, no, you misunderstood. It's next Friday.
Next
Friday.
It. So we're just next a couple Friday. Of donkeys that keep chasing the carrot.
That's
I got
correct,
it.
Bob.
That's
fine.
Us, man.
Super.
Fine with it.
Villanova won last night. Congratulations. The Giants opened their home opener today at 1:30 versus Seattle. You'll be able to hear the rubber burning from the intercom building.
As you guys try to miss the traffic.
As we try to beat people down Embarcadero.
Yep.
Let's see here. I wanted to read this real quick. It's a text we got.
Okay.
925 says, OMG, I loved Tony Salazar on the radio, Coffee, as a kid.
Aww.
I think I still got to meet him at Cinco de Mayo Fest.
Oh, yeah. He used to do those.
He did?
Mm-hmm. Funny.
I love
finally
that.
Did find him saying his own name.
Okay, here we go.
Let me see.
All right.
Oh, he had Armando with him as well.
Who was yes. Armando? Did you know Armando?
I think Armando does like the traffic and some of the dedications and stuff like that.
Oh, you know what? As a kid, I think I do remember Armando because I thought he was super cute.
Oh.
Hey, let's hear how to pronounce Salazar. Apparently we're doing that one wrong too.
Tony Salazar.
Los Angeles.
Salazar.
Can you say it like that?
Salazar.
Salazar?
You said Salazar.
Salazar?
You said Salazar.
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 Salazar. You said Salazar. Did I get it?
You got it. Yeah.
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 That was amazing. Wow. Tony Salazar?
Can't
Salazar.
Say rural Salazar. To save my life.
Or rural's a hard
thirder,
one.
Thirder, but...
Thirder. Now that you're like so thinking about theater, you're just like butchering it harder than ever.
I hate that word so much. I just want to... I'm going to
call
go
the
left.
Cinema.
From now on, I'm going left.
Call the auditorium.
Anything.
The auditorium where they play movies.
Right. All right. Anyway, so that is really neat.
That's
Thank
sweet.
You to whoever wrote and heard that. Whoever clicked around...
I know.
And actually saw Tony Salazar and
Salazar?
Found the audio.
Yeah.
That is really That's cool.
And thank you, Brittany, for doing all that
yeah,
digging.
Brittany.
Through
thank
all
you.
The Tony Salazar. So that
My
we're
pleasure.
On there.
Good job. That's so special.
Oh.
So let's do a couple stories. Don't forget Scott, after a stellar appearance Woo. Here in the 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock hour, will be on The Secret Show today.
He will.
Here's what's happening. I'm going to start by pulling my sleeves up here and letting Generation Z have it. Because, man, you got to be kidding me.
Which one's Generation Z?
The new ones, the youngest ones.
My
that
kids?
Your kid might be, your youngest kid might be Generation
okay.
Z. Teenagers today have unprecedented access to technology. They've never known a world where they couldn't reach anyone they wanted at any time. They couldn't look up anything they wanted every time.
So
they
true.
Never pulled a phone cord across the entire room and waded through those sounds and all of the stuff to get onto the internet, only to be kicked off 2 seconds later.
Right. What because that? Somebody else picked up another extension in the house.
Whatever.
Mom, I'm on the internet!
No, that wasn't something that happened to that boy, right?
No, oh God, no. Dial up, please. Yeah, we were talking about how in the olden days, getting directions was... I was like, I think the best thing about these phones is the GPS. Like, of all the things. Like, yeah, it's nice to be in touch with everyone. Apps are fun. But not having someone just say, here's the address. You type it in, and your phone gives you directions. That's a freaking miracle. Do you remember when you'd have to pick up the phone, write down, line by line, how to get someplace? Because once you got in the car, you were on your own. And then if you got lost, you had to find a payphone so you could call the person and go, I'm totally lost. What do I do?
Right. Or pull the map out and turn it upside down. So this is where yeah. I am going there.
Right. Oh, my God.
Teenagers today have unprecedented access to technology, and yet many report they've never been so bored. What? You have every single TV show that's ever been made available
ever.
To you.
At any time.
Now.
Right
now. Just I'll play that now.
On my phone. I don't even have to leave my room.
Anywhere you want. I can't believe they even think they know what boredom is.
You know what, though? I have found that my kids at this point in their lives are craving other experiences. Like, I think that because this is nothing special to them, the thing in their hand, that I can see where they go, yeah, it's super boring. Like, all I'm doing is looking at them. Like,
you know what?
They crave outdoor things. They crave adventures.
Good.
It is good.
Well, let's get them one of those little orange balls and the little paper-thin paddle and the with the rubber string that attaches.
Let's see how many times I can do that.
You do that for a while and tell me what the difference between boredom is, because man, or how about the stick with a cup and the ball that's hanging from
it. I love that.
Oh, I didn't catch it. Oh, I didn't catch it. Oh, I'm here all day. Oh, I didn't catch it. What are they talking about? Bored.
Yeah. I know. I mean, that we've literally, those were the toys we played with.
Did you have that stick?
Yeah.
With the cup and the...
Yep. Oh,
I didn't catch it again.
The old cup and ball.
Bryn plays that every Friday.
I do. Something like that. It's a ball with like a couple of angles on it that you have to land on certain surfaces. Rebecca has it in her office.
Oh, you and I put a video up on Instagram about that.
Oh, right. We did. Yeah. And I still have fun with that.
Really?
What does that mean?
I think it means you're bored in the office. And you...
Well, no, only on Fridays he does that. And his
nunchucks, yeah.
Oh.
Today's teens are still bored, often incredibly so.
Mm. I think that just is the statement should be, teens are bored, always have been, always will be.
I wasn't that bored. I mean, I actually kept pretty busy. I loved to ride my skateboard all day, every day. I wasn't bored. To tell you the truth, it's a trip now because the things, I'll remember this. I'll remember waiting in line used to be this thing where you'd be like, oh my God, I cannot.
I have to stand here still.
And now you just go, I'll just watch a show.
Sure.
I'll just text a friend.
Yeah.
I'll
stick my earplugs in and listen to music.
That
whatever.
Email I didn't get to.
Right,
I'll write that
get my
right
work
now.
Done.
Shine it on. Let's do that. I just can't. So I was surprised to read that Generation Z would like you to know they're bored.
Yeah, well, only boring people are bored.
Yeah. I do know what you mean, though, about the kids looking for experiences. I sold this kid from the college near my house.
Yeah.
I was selling something, and he comes out to buy it, and he's like, and he's just this bright-eyed young kid who looks
goes
about
to
as innocent. Goes
UC
to
UC Santa Cruz.
Yes, and his little girlfriend. By the way,
what were you selling them?
It doesn't matter. It was the funniest thing. This girl had two of the gnarliest hickeys on her neck.
Oh God!
And these guys were so green. They were such kids.
Yeah, people with hickeys on their just by definition they're green.
So
what, is this the first time you ever made out with anyone?
Yes, it looked like it. These two. So on top of the two hickeys, she has put not matching cover up all
boy.
Over her neck. Mm. So you can't not see what she's done to herself here, or what he'd done to her here. Mm-hmm. But he was saying, I was saying to him about surfing
because you were selling him a surfboard. Then
I go, listen, can you swim? And he goes, well, not very good. And I go, you've got to start in the pool, okay? You really... And he goes, I've always done the things that come easy to me, which is really not anything. So I haven't done very much. And I'm going to try some things. I was saying to him, well, you really should. This is a time in your life when you should do that. You live right... There's great mountain biking.
Where are they from originally?
I don't know. I didn't get that far.
He didn't grow up as a surfer, though.
No, he's definitely not. And I said, you need to start in the pool, by the way. Don't go out there to learn to swim. But just the greenness of him was shocking.
Mm.
Like,
that's cute, though.
It was cute. And I wanted to tell her, don't let him do that to your neck. And find a color that matches your skin, you weirdo.
Listen, honey, pro tip. Neck scarf, all right?
Good
turtleneck.
Right. Well, it's been warm. I can see where she would have wanted to do
she
that.
She had three shades going
good
here.
God.
The big neck welt and then the makeup trying to cover it up.
Maybe
and then,
she just had a rash.
You know what that looks like.
I do.
Deleting Facebook, we talked about it earlier, and people are reporting that they have done it. According to a new study out of Australia, people who deleted Facebook, though, had lower stress levels after 5 days than people who kept their accounts. But the side effect was that for some reason, we still get off on that like. And there's the little dopamine burst we get from someone going, hey,
I
saw your thing and I liked it.
So, it's a nice feeling to know that there's someone out there who's saw what you put up.
There's some good of quitting the Facebook, but also you'll miss that little burst that Sarah Clark looked at my picture and said, like.
Speaking of that, listen, Alice973 has way more followers than we do on Instagram, and it's bumming us out. We need that dopamine burst, guys. Follow us all on Instagram.
Yeah, I'm about to put up a really cool post, so she's
on,
right.
On Alice 973?
No, on Human TV.
Oh. So you're Human TV. Vin is Vin Hassan. Oh, Bryn is Brynny Boy. Bryn with a Y. B-R-Y-N-N-Y-B-O-Y.
Boy.
Then Uzette just gets her own name. U-Z-E-T-T. Yeah. Right.
How do you say your last name?
Salazar.
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 I'm Clarky Clark, Clarky with an I-E, Clarky Clark. And then we've got our camera guy, Vonda Wizard. Please, please, just could you like us or whatever you do to follow us? That's what it is.
And it's not Vonda Wizard. It's Vonda Wizard.
Wizard. Might be easier just to say Vonda because then people will spell it right. Vonda Wizard.
Right, but you know.
Yeah, but his name's just Von.
Right.
Von Vin Wizard.
And he is an extremely talented poet. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't get over how good he is. Mm-hmm. Whenever he takes over the mic and just does it, I always feel like,
I know, he's such a quiet guy, and he just...
He's got to have better things to do than be here, right?
He does all kinds of
an
stuff
artist
outside
gotta work,
of this place.
Vinny.
I guess, but I just feel like, shouldn't he be writing a book?
Are you writing a book, Von? Duh.
Was not it? Yet. No book yet.
No book yet? No book
he
yet.
Does a lot of different events where he puts his talent out there.
Yeah.
He's well, a couple
he's,
other
and
jobs,
on some live
actually.
Secret shows, he's done some little poetry reading for us. And that's where we get beauty from.
According to a new study by the University of Michigan, people who are in non-monogamous relationships, like swingers, are more satisfied with their sex lives and have better sex than monogamous people.
Yeah, I bet they do. It's too bad about their relationship crashing and burning.
Oh, you don't think they can make it?
I don't know, man. It always seems like the last stop before the breakup. Okay, let's try swinging.
They say, actually, the trade-off to all that good nook is that couples who get it on with other people are less satisfied in their relationships. Mm. So even though they're, you know, happy with their sex life, the emotional side of their marriages aren't quite
as
satisfying.
Right.
Well, you're sharing
intimate stuff with lots of other people. You don't have that, you know, just us bond.
Bud Light Orange is about to hit the shelves. Are you ready for this?
I actually like Bud Light Lime.
People say this is actually pretty good.
I'll try it.
The reviews are coming in. Bud Light Orange, showing
When's
up in
out?
Stores around the country already.
All right. I'll stock that for the 4th of July party.
Although they say it's a little more like a soda pop than a beer.
Oh. Hmm.
It tastes exactly like someone mixed Bud Light with Orange Fanta.
Fanta.
My dad used to say.
Fanta.
Fanta?
Tony Salazar said Fanta.
One time he comes home and goes, oh, I tried this new soda. It's called Fanta. I go, Dad, do you mean Fanta orange soda? He's like, yeah. Fanta.
Fanta. Fanta sounds so much better than Fanta. Fanta.
I think John's at Target right now. What's the name of the beer again? It's Bud Light.
Orange.
Bud Light Orange. Okay, see if I can try it today.
He's not mad at the entire alcohol industry.
Especially Budweiser?
No. Still drinks Bud.
Huh? I'm shocked.
I mean, after 38 years, wasn't it time?
It's never time.
To switch careers?
Yes. I guess.
I don't know. I mean, he really was just a couple minutes from tapping out.
How old is he? I was just talking about this yesterday. He'll be 60 this year.
Yeah,
he's got five
good
years left.
Yeah, but now he works close to the house.
Yeah, but they could have just left him alone in a back office and 5 years would have gone by. They wouldn't have even noticed.
He wasn't happy the way things were running anyway.
Man, that's such a bummer.
It's fine.
5 years, look at me. Five.
It blinks.
Don't you have a five-year-old already?
Yeah.
No, he's super happy with Mercedes, so.
Well, yeah, he's the biggest seller. 14 last month, and I hear he's a cover boy of their next year's calendar.
He goes, I never heard of it.
What, the calendar?
Coming out right now.
No, Bud Light Orange.
The Bud Light Orange.
Oh, no, he knows the calendar. He's like, I own that thing. No?
No.
All right. Our text number is 800-400. Sorry. Scott got me all silly.
It's all right.
800-400-3697 is our text number. Here's a couple. My overbite was bad. My sister called me Laura from Little House on the Prairie. Did she have one?
She did. She was just like kind of buck-tooth. And remember her? Little Laura?
I don't remember the buck-tooth part.
She's just like a little kid with a jacked-up mouth. You know what happens.
650 says, Scott is pure comedy gold today. Mm. More Scott.
I'll read some more texts after these.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.